Is it clear that training our children to be obedient sets them up to be used by the state? And I have a little discussion. My son and I did a discussion of Richard Aoki and the abandonment of children. So I hope you check it out. It's a series of audio blogs. And of course, we're going to be continuing to discuss this as we explore what are the first steps to found and realize a test site. Because I believe that once there is a physical test site for folks to look at, you know, just as we saw folks at the Occupy movement, that grew because it felt right. It felt good. And that's why it was shut down. Our bodies know what feels right. So you make the energy to do it because it feeds, it gives it back, right? It gives you your energy back right away. The more I give to thee, the more I have. And of course, they're going to fight tooth and nail our developing a test site. So it is about numbers, and it is about we who are in the privileged sectors of the world, privileged to be able to not get shot down if we amass on a little abandoned piece of public land in the tens of thousands and say, this is not rocket science. We're going to build ourselves an earthship there. We're not hurting nobody. We don't want folks to not have a place to live. We're going to see how this works. And if a few folks from that earthship, what's it called? Biotech or whatever that thing is called. The Michael Reynolds site in Taos. If there were a few folks of heart who are architects in that structure, it would go a long way to further this process. We need some folks to stand with all of us who want to be free. We have to start saying what we want out loud and not fear that it can't be. Of course it can be. I mean, seriously. I mean, and particularly it should be obvious to we here in the U.S. I mean, this is a nation that wasn't here but a minute. Come on. And the whole nation state concept itself hasn't been here but a minute. Once we start these conversations, we'll start lengthening our way of thinking, right? We'll start to think long, like our brothers and sisters in Africa and the Middle East and Asia do, right? They always have been thinking that way because they, you know, they treasured their ancestors. And this is a total aside, but I was so angry to hear the Chinese government destroy some ancient sites of architecture. And whenever we hear this, of rulers destroying these ancient sites, what that's about is destroying the ancient knowledge. Are seeing that living free is actually something that's pretty old. Yeah, we've got the new technology which will enable us to make this a global, it will speed up our sharing knowledge and our helping each other and making life easier for each other. But an earthship, I mean, there's excavations in Ecuador which are very much like earthships, if not earthships. This is ancient knowledge of building into the earth and it keeps you warm and blah, blah, blah. Creating scarcity was a lot of work on the part of power. And they're not going to readily let us go back to our knowledge of abundance. We're going to have to push hard. And I don't mean violence. I mean simply using the power of thought and of our human gifts for interconnecting and talking and communal sharing.